Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to 2 Chronicles chapter 23. One of those action-adventure portions of the Scripture. Certainly one of those portions that draws us into the narrative. Let's give our attention to the reading and hearing of the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. Verse 1. And in the seventh year of Jehoiada strengthened himself and took the captains of hundreds, Azariah, the son of Jeroham, and Ishmael, the son of Jehohanan, Azariah, the son of Obed, Maaseiah, the son of Adiah, and Elishaphat, the son of Zichri, into covenant with him. And they went about in Judah and gathered the Levites out of all the cities of Judah and the chief of the fathers of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. And all the congregation made a covenant with the king in the house of God, and he said unto them, Behold, the king's son shall reign, as the Lord hath said, of the sons of David. This is the thing that ye shall do. A third part of you entering on the Sabbath of the priests and of the Levites shall be porters of the doors. And a third part shall be at the king's house, and a third part at the gate of the foundation. And all the people shall be in the courts of the house of the Lord. But let none come into the house of the Lord save the priests and they that minister of the Levites. They shall go in, for they are holy. But all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. And the Levites shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand. And whosoever else cometh into the house, he shall be put to death. But be ye with the king when he cometh in and when he goeth out. So the Levites and all Judah did according to all things that Jehoiada the priest had commanded, and took every man his men that were to come in on the Sabbath, with them that were to go out on the Sabbath. For Jehoiada the priest dismissed not the courses. Moreover, Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds spears and bucklers and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of God. And he set all the people, every man having his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, along by the altar and the temple, by the king round about. Then they brought out the king's son, and put upon him the crown, and gave him the testimony, and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons anointed him, and said, God save the king! Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of the Lord, and she looked, and behold, the king stood at his pillar at the entering in, and the princes and the trumpets by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and sounded with trumpets, also the singers with instruments of music, and such as taught to sing praise. Then Athaliah rent her clothes and said, Treason! Treason! Then Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds that were set over the host, and said unto them, Have her forth of the ranges, and whosoever followeth her, let him be slain with the sword. For the priest said, Slay her not in the house of the Lord. So they laid hands on her, and when she was come to the entering of the horse gate by the king's house, they slew her there. And Jehoiada made a covenant between him and between all the people and between the king, that they should be the Lord's people. Then all the people went to the house of Baal and break it down, and break his altars and his images in pieces, and slew Matan the priest of Baal before the altars. Also Jehoiada appointed the offices of the house of the Lord by the hand of the priests, the Levites, whom David had distributed in the house of the Lord, to offer burnt offerings of the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, as it was ordained by David. And he set the porters and the gates of the house of the Lord, that none which was unclean in anything should enter in. And he took the captains of hundreds and the nobles and the governors of the people and all the people of the land, and brought down the king from the house of the Lord. And they came through the high gate into the king's house and set the king upon the throne of the kingdom. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet after that they had slain Athaliah with the sword. May God add His blessing to the reading and to the hearing of His most holy word. Excuse me. I have the first section then as 1 through 11, all the way down to where the priests cry out, "God save the king." So there are a few things that need a little bit of clarifying here. First of all, notice that there is a place in this where it says all of the congregation did something. Verse 3, all the congregation made a covenant with the king in the house of God. Let us understand that this is not the congregation of the people. It's the Hebrew word kahal. It simply means those that were assembled. These are the nobles and the priests that were assembled by Jehoiada. That is the congregation that made the covenant with the king. Okay? Now, notice also that it is in the house of the Lord, and so we're thinking then that this was only the priests and Levites, those that were approved to enter into the house. Those were the ones that made that that covenant. That is the smaller assembly among that larger assembly. And the larger assembly had to do with just those nobles, the fathers in Judah. And notice in Israel as well, for many godly of the northern kingdom had already made their way south. And so we have in this history here the civil leaders coming in to Jerusalem on this day. They've been sent for by Jehoiada the priest. And then also the priests and the Levites that also have come in. Now there's something very important going on here. Okay, you know that the Levites served by course. Okay? They served by course. Jehoiada specifically chooses a day when there would be a changing of the courses to enact the accession of the king to his throne. Why would he do that? Because there would be Levites coming in and Levites going out. There was a doubling of the Levitical force on the day that they changed their courses. And so Jehoiada, the high priest, notice it said down in verse 8 that he did not dismiss the course that was in there to their homes. Remember, they would spend a few months there, and then they would go back to their Levitical cities, and they would work their land there and their cattle and so on, so that they would eat during the rest of the year. But during the time when they were in Jerusalem, they lived off of the sacrifices and off the offerings and the Levitical tithe. Okay, so here they are now in Jerusalem on the day when they would be changing courses. This is the day that Jehoiada chose because he was a good strategist. He knew, not dismissing the courses, that he would have the doubling of the force to protect the king in case there was any trouble. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing that I want you to see here is that the king's house here is being spoken of not as the king's house, the palace. That's where Athaliah is right now. The king's house here is the place where the king has been living in one of the little apartments in the house of the Lord. And so Jehoiada calls it in one instance here the king's house. And he's doing that, I think, to draw the men that are coming to defend the king to show that he has been living outside of the palace. Here's the king's house today, but after today, he will be in the palace. So there's a contrast being drawn up there, I think. Okay? So, notice that there is a great strategy that is being made here. Jehoiada is very much involved. He's a good strategist. He has a plan. He has an aim, he has an end, and he has taken up a godly set of means to reach that end, which is a godly end. Notice also the extraordinary nature of the thing, right? Who is sitting on the throne right now? Well, it seems, it appears to the casual observer as if the promise of God has come to nothing. David, you'll always have a light on the throne. Where is that light? All of the seed royal is dead, or so they think. Athaliah seems to be reigning, the Baal worshiper. And notice that in Jerusalem, toward the end of this chapter, she is erected in Jerusalem, her and her sons before her, a Baal worshiping house in Jerusalem. Maybe just down the street or next door to the house of God. So it appears then that the promise of God has come to nothing. Did you notice that the day that the courses were changed and the day that Jehoiada chose to set things in order according to the promises of God was the Sabbath day? Let's not think of Jehoiada as a Sabbath breaker here. Let's think of him as a Sabbath keeper. He is setting the things in order for the sake of the house of God. The king is coming out of the house of God, living in an apartment there, and will take his place as the rightful monarch over the kingdom. So let us understand here that this is not a Sabbath breaking. It is at least extraordinary, and certainly it is called for by the promise of God to set in order those things that are wanting. And so we pull up for a second, make some uses. Do you have a godly end in mind? Well, if you have a godly end in mind, then pursue it with godly means. This is what Jehoiada did. He had a godly end in mind. Pursue it with godly means. Secondly, do you have a godly end in mind? Great. Then pursue it with courage. This is what Jehoiada did. They pursued it with courage. Those men that took up the swords, which were, by the way, in the armory, which was, by the way, the house of God. I don't know if you noticed that or not. But the house of God was where all the weapons were stored. And Jehoiada distributed them to all those who would be that phalanx of guard around the king. They all had shields and spears and swords that David had stored in the house of God. They were still there to that day. It says something about the workmanship of those weapons, and it says something about the value of them, and it says something about the Lord himself being a man of war, doesn't it? So what do we have then? We have those courageous Levites taking, as it were, their lives in their hands by bringing the king to his rightful place. So they took up that godly end courageously. My dear brothers and sisters, be valiant. Be valiant for the truth. Do not fear. What is the godly end that many of you share? Well, we could say several things. But one thing that I see when I look around is I see dozens of children. Dozens. The Lord has called upon this church to raise up a goodly number of the next generation. Is that a godly end? Then parents, be courageous. Be courageous to those ends. Plan that godly end and be courageous toward it. Use godly means and be courageous. And then thirdly, see it through. See it through. Don't stop halfway. Don't settle for half measures. Jehoiada didn't settle for half measures. The Levites and priests that surrounded the king, they didn't settle for half measures. The nobles that took their lives in their hands that came from all over Israel and Judah, they didn't settle for half measures. They saw it through to even its unpleasant end when they took a woman out and slew her at the gate. Yes, she needed that. Yes, she deserved that. Yes, the people of God needed to see that happen. But was that a pleasant business? It's never a pleasant business. Be courageous, be diligent, and be godly in your pursuit of godly ends. All right, so we move on from that first section to the second section, beginning in verse 12. We see Athaliah's response. What did she say? Treason. Treason. This spoken by the one who had slew all the seed royal, right? Treason. So learn to recognize propaganda when you see it. Right? It's not a male goose in a tuxedo. learn to recognize propaganda when you see it. Lay everything down by the Word of God. This is a more bold assertion. You know that those that speak today against godly theology and doctrine do so with more subtle propaganda. And so we must have ears to hear. We must listen for the voice of the shepherd, not follow the voice of strangers. We must recognize treason for what it is, and we must recognize loyalty for what it is. If she was speaking the truth, Athaliah would have cried out, "Loyalty, fealty to Christ!" But no, she wouldn't cry that out, would she? And yet, that is exactly what took place that day. So learn to recognize those falsehoods. Be discerning in your hearing. All right, so then also in verses 14 through the end, note the detail and the courage, the pursuit. Notice that Jehoiada made a covenant with the people. Having made that covenant then, notice that the people immediately responded to that covenant that they had made. I don't know if you saw the timing there or not. They made a covenant to be the Lord's people. What's the next word in the narrative? Then they went out and got hold of Matthan, the high priest, and killed him and broke down the altars of Baal. Matthan, the high priest of Baal. In other words, remember that sometimes your commitment to the Lord means your discommitment to something else. Right? Sometimes you have to break ties permanently in order to keep covenant with the Lord. Now, we are all covenanters in that sense. We have all said, God is our God. We have all said, what He commands, we will do. We have all said, as a part of our membership vows, we have all said, the Lord Jesus is my only Savior. We've said those things. We have covenanted in that sense. So then, let us not play with Baal. Let us not play with the spirit of the age. Let us not play with those that draw us away from Christ. Let us, like the people here and their good example, rise up and extinguish those former associations in our following of Christ. Right? Okay. Thus ends the reading then of 2 Chronicles chapter 23. Let's